With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So your Redskins stock report, who's the arrow trending up on? Who's the arrow trending down on? Terrell Pryor cannot wait to see you tomorrow. It sounds as though you are going to be the only of the key wide receivers on this team that actually takes the field to kick off the preseason with Kirk Cousins. If I'm Kirk and I'm dropping back and I got to decide between Terrell Pryor and Ryan Grant and guys who aren't going to be on the team, perhaps players like Matt Hazel or someone who might be on the team but is a backup like a Brian Quick, I'm going to work on my timing with Terrell Pryor. I am force-feeding you the football. You may only play two drives. You may only play 13, 14 plays. We will only pass six times. I'm going to snap the football and get the ball spun out to you four or five of those six times. Terrell Pryor cannot wait to see you in burgundy and gold. I want to see one acrobatic athletic catch. I just want to see him get open, middle of the field one time, see what he does after the reception. The stock is up on Terrell Pryor, who is going to be on the field tomorrow. His wide receiver mate, Josh Doctson, who will not play tomorrow, who is sidelined with a hamstring. Last year, it was an Achilles. Didn't see or hear from you after week two. You told us how healthy you were all offseason, and you proved that you were. Came into camp feeling good about yourself. Had a whale of a first week. You were breaking people down at the line of scrimmage with footwork. You were getting open. I was texting with people both in the media and with the team, saying that this guy was dominating training camp, that he's going to be the star nobody knows about in this offense. Now it's time for a game, and you're nowhere to be found. Now it's time to play football again, and you're going to be on the sideline. This is a trend that I need to not continue to be the case. So, Josh Doctson, arrow trending down. Junior Gallette, the anti-Josh Doctson here. After waiting, after seeing the disappearing act, after having you on a milk carton last year, because for the second time in two seasons in Washington, you were unavailable to post and get on the field, you're finally going to play with the Washington Redskins. I cannot wait to see Junior Gallette with that bend like a motorcycler coming around a corner, with that athleticism that made him one of the superior edge rushers in the NFL. Wait till you see if he has his explosiveness, and I don't know if he does. Haven't put eyeballs on him, haven't been down to Richmond. But if he is back with his quick twitch that he had in New Orleans, wait till you see the burst off the football. There are guys, you remember this with visiting players over the years. Dwight Freeney was great at this. John Abraham used to be a star with this. The guy that gets off the ball so quickly that it looks like he's offsides, Junior Gallette was that dude with the Saints. He's got burst. And if it's back, and if he still has it, as Junior Gallette's running around in this game, we're going to know pretty quickly whether or not he's his old self. But the wait is over. We didn't know if he'd ever play for the Redskins after that first season. He re-signed. And we thought, oh, it'll be okay. His second year here is going to go better. Then he got hurt again. I assumed he was not going to re-up with this team. That tattoo that he put, that Redskins helmet on his arm, was just going to be one of the worst, most tragic tattoos that's ever happened. So he re-signs a third time. He's going to play tomorrow night. We've been waiting for a while. It's Junior Gallette time, one day away. Another of the guys who's not going to participate tomorrow, Jamison Crowder has not been able to be involved in training camp way more than I would have liked. Jamison Crowder, I don't worry about. He's the kind of guy, last time they went to Baltimore, like they're going to do tomorrow night, he broke the punt return for a touchdown to help him win a game. He's going to catch 85 or so balls this year if he's healthy. He's diminutive, he's shifty, he gets open, middle of the field, he can beat people one-on-one better than anyone on the team other than Jordan Reed. My problem with the Jamison Crowder story is, it's a hamstring for a Ferrari. See DeSean Jackson. Sometimes that can linger. Sometimes that becomes a problem. I need Crowder back on the field because outside of Reed, he's the second best, most important player in the offense. Pryor has the upside to supplant him in that regard, but they operate inside out. Let's not forget that. And Terrell Pryor's not lining up in the slot anytime soon. Kirk Cousins views the field from the hash marks out. Sean McVay, when he called the plays here, implemented in this offense an inside-out philosophy and philosophically something that I think they carry over with Jay Gruden. So my concern at this point is if they don't have Crowder and they don't have Reed, those are weapons 1 and 2 unavailable. Now, they're both supposed to be ready for week one, but I want to see you on the field or I start to worry a little bit. So Jamison Crowder, get yourself out of the tub and between the lines. Two guys on defense, two debuting players who were brought in this offseason, DJ Swearinger on the back end, nothing but rave reviews out of camp so far. I watched a mic'd up clip of him from CSN Mid-Atlantic on Comcast Sportsnet. He's a good leader. He's very vocal. He talks a lot to his teammates. I don't mean jaws with offensive players. I mean, he is constantly communicating, which is pivotal on the back end. I think that's the single most important attribute in the secondary, above, you know, ball hawking and ball skills and speed, communication. He excels at that, or at least during his mic'd up day. Maybe he turned it up to 11 so that a geese like me sitting here would think that, oh, he always talks this much. But I'll tell you right now, he could not have been a better communicator in educating some of the young players. He was yelling at some of the rookies for how they were playing things when he was on the sideline. That's a leader. I actually think he's going to have a really good year here. First crack at seeing number 36 comes tomorrow night when we also get to see the other of the two guys on defense I'm putting the stock up on, and that's Zach Brown in the linebacking core. I need the end of this whole dialogue that Mason Foster, Will Compton, and Zach Brown are all going to rotate in the two spots. Will Compton is a nice player who's a great story, who was an undrafted free agent, practice squad guy, backup and special teamer, now a starting inside linebacker. I think he's one of the smartest players on the team. I think he's a great leader, just like Swearinger is. Mason Foster, similarly, good story. Plucked off of the scrap heap. Ended up being one of your better defensive players by the end of last year. Those two battle out. Whatever competition they want to have for starter, good. That's cute and that's fun. One of them will start opposite Zach Brown. When the defense is on the field and Zach Brown is healthy and not exhausted, he needs to be playing in the middle of your linebacking core. End of sentence. Here's how this should go. Is the defense on the field? Yes. Get out there, Zach Brown. I don't want to hear anything else. He is a caliber of player you haven't had at that position since London Fletcher was doing it at a real high level. We don't need to have a longer conversation than that. Is our defense playing? Yep. Zach Brown's playing, period. Not a question mark, a period. Who put a period on the teleprompter, Will Ferrell once asked you as Ron Burgundy. Next, the audio. Played it earlier in the show, didn't get a chance to have you weigh in on it. Floyd Mayweather says Conor McGregor should actually be favored in the fight. What? And even more ridiculous than that, promises that he's going to do something he hasn't done throughout his career. I'll explain next on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.